Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It's November. We're on the cusp of the holiday shopping season. Consumer spending's been a bright spot not only for the big banks, but for the economy at large. But a look inside the bank's earnings reports indicates that credit cards are more and more staying in people's wallets. We'll ask a Heard on the Street columnist to explain. First, some money and market news you should know. Amazon Prime members can keep that $14.99 per month fee in their pocket for Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods grocery deliveries. Amazon says that Prime members who are already using the delivery service will have the fee eliminated. Others will have to ask for an invitation, after which they'll receive word about when they can start shopping. They're hoping to make it cheaper for Prime members to get their bananas, which happen to be the number one item ordered through the platform. The Family and Medical Leave Act allows new parents in all 50 states to take up to 12 weeks off without pay. California law requires companies to pay new mothers at least some of their salary, but new research shows that may still come at a price. Economists analyzed tax data between 2001 and 2015 to measure the law's impact, and they found that women who took paid leave lost an estimated $24,000 over 10 years compared to women who didn't. The California state law does allow men to take paid time off, but the study noted their wages and employment weren't affected. And when a family member loses their job, they're more likely to turn to the gig economy and drive for apps like Uber and Lyft. A report from JPMorgan Chase found that participation rates on transportation platforms increased 72% for families receiving unemployment. Men are more likely than women to get behind the wheel as a way to bridge the gap between jobs. The consumer has been a consistent source of strength for the economy for several quarters, but data revealed in the big bank's earnings reports indicates that shoppers might be doing a little more browsing and a little less buying. Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Telus Demos is here to explain. So, Telus, consumer spending numbers by no means are falling off a cliff, but recent data indicates that shoppers' habits may have changed?
So, credit card spending on cards issued by some of the biggest banks is still rising, but at a slower pace. So a year ago, in the third quarter, that spending rose by about 12%. Now it was closer to 8 to 9%.
But the good news for the big banks, and the bad news, I guess, for the rest of us, is that the interest rates on the credit cards have not come down.
Credit cards have been a fantastic product for banks lately. Lots of things that banks do have been hit by lower interest rates. Corporate loans they make, the rates on those have generally been coming down. That's because the Federal Reserve is lowering interest rates. One area where rates haven't been coming down is in credit cards. Banks have been really competing the heck out of each other in credit cards the last few years, but it seems like that has like leveled off a little bit, and so banks are able to push through some rate increases on credit card customers. They're also giving people a lot of rewards on card spending, and so they're able to then make up a little bit of that with higher borrowing rates.
But if there's a red flag the banks are waving at full mast now, it's the use of business credit cards.
One thing that has been a little weaker is spending on business cards. A couple of banks really specialize in that, one of them being American Express. They said that the large global customers, that the volume of spending on those cards actually decreased a little bit in the third quarter. They cautioned that that number might not be too worth reading into, that maybe it was a couple of customers, but still it's an indication that at least the businesses who are a little more sensitive to things like discussions about, you know, trade war, some of the global political things that are happening right now, businesses are a little more sensitive to that, and you might see some weakness in their spending. And we've seen that a little bit in their borrowing and other activities like M&A, where companies just aren't really being as aggressive as they might otherwise be given the, you know, pretty decent U.S. economy.
And that's got to be frustrating for businesses and for the banks, because the trade talk and the trade turmoil and the geopolitical activities going on around the world is completely out of their control.
Businesses have been talking about, like, for example, Citigroup CEO Michael Corbett has talked for a long time about that the biggest risk to the economy is that we talk ourselves into a recession. And what he means by that is that, like, if you look at what's actually kind of underneath the machinery underneath the economy, it's actually pretty decent, but there are just all these things that seem and feel risky to people. And so people stop making investment decisions because they just feel risk rather than that they're actually seeing that pull through in their businesses. They're not actually seeing that on the ground. They're just feeling like that. So I think businesses are a little frustrated that they have in front of them, you know, the stock market continues to go up, the economy continues to expand. So things should rates low are good for them because they should be able to borrow and invest and things like that. But there just is this kind of anxiety and this lack of enthusiasm about big investments that businesses feel like are holding them back.
You know, what's interesting here is that this seems to put consumers and banks in the same boat. They've been drivers of the economy for a while, but they require some close attention.
Consumers really have been the strongest part of the economy for much of this year. The third quarter GDP numbers, some people say that almost in the entirety of that growth came from the consumer and from growing government spending. So really, it's not so much is the consumer hurting, it's just, is the consumer going to be quite as ebullient as they have been? And so it's worth looking at anything that indicates that consumers are just a little bit maybe less willing to stretch and extend and continue to buy and spend and improve their house and things like that. One interesting measure, too, has been that consumers have refinanced a lot of their debt, right? So when rates dropped, people refinance their mortgages. But then what did they do with that money? A lot of that money has just sort of stayed in the banking system as deposits. And so there's a sense that consumers, yes, are healthy. People are paying back their debts, right? One thing people always look at is delinquencies and credit card payments. We're not seeing that. We're not seeing any meaningful increase in credit risk emanating from consumers. But we also are seeing some sense that consumers don't necessarily feel the need to go out and do a lot of big spending and personal investment and things like that. And that's where I think some concern comes from, that they just aren't going to be able to drive the economy forward quite as aggressively as they've been.
Well, the fourth quarter numbers and the length of their holiday shopping list is going to take the spotlight, I would imagine.
The holiday shopping season is always a big time for the economy. So the retail sales numbers have been still okay, but softening a little bit. So we'll see how that looks going into the fourth quarter. Obviously, retailers are going to pull out all the stops to try and get people to spend more. You're also seeing a big shift in the economy to e-commerce and digital. We'll see if that, you know, brings consumers out. So it's certainly not, the story isn't told yet, but there are some things that I think people will be paying pretty close attention to.
All right, a lot to watch out for. And that is Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Telus Demos in our studio. Telus, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.